So I appreciate the time that you took upon yourself, Carrie, to do that level of editing on this contract. I would like to point out that the role of the school board versus the role of the staff and the piece of governance versus operation has, we've yet to spend any time on that as this board, and we intend to do that immediately following and for the next couple of weeks. And I feel like that line has been is being crossed in the concerns that you've raised. I would also ask you to consider and remember if meet and confer was covered in phase one and phase two training. Meet and confer is a statutory obligation, and it specifically does not cover contractual items. That's exactly what it exists for, is to discuss educational experience. That's exactly what it is. But it's a term that's a state of art, and I think there's a lot of people outside of the educational arena that don't know what that means. And the use of this steering committee language, I think, is clearer. And it speaks to the community about the work of that effort. I think it's completely aligned with our statutory requirements and our past practice on meet and confer. And then I would also ask you to strongly consider the code of ethics that, I'd ask all board members to strongly consider the code of ethics, which is our policy 209, and calling out, recognizing the integrity of predecessors, associates, and to appreciate their work. And this work has been accomplished and is completed. And there was a clerical error, and we should just be cleaning that up. And that's the work at hand.